is Surfin' Birds. By the Trashmen from 1963. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture Radio and the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Genius.
Genius.
I had to do that.
I'm going
to
chime in first. 10. 10. The song was incredible in the situational awareness by you.
Thank you.
Jeez. Jeez, Jake.
That was incredible.
I never...
If somebody said they pick 1,000 songs, no chance. That's
the one to pick, right?
For today, at least.
It's the one to pick, but I never would have thought about it.
No, I didn't.
Jake did. Jake thought about it.
Perfect.
We're at the bird.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 10, too. Yeah. It's a 10.
It's a 10 for you guys?
Yeah, it's a 10. Good job.
Well, let's get some ratings here.
That's a surfing song.
Surfing bird. Yes. From 1963 on that.
From the Trashmen?
The Trashmen. We got a Trashman over here. We got Jason over here. Jason the Trashman is here.
The company again.
Niederhaus Refuse.
He gives me T-shirts.
Yes.
They're my favorite T-shirts.
That's right. Some ratings here before we get to Bill's Thrills. We got Gorilla says 0.3. Brutal listen on that one.
Oh, please.
8.4 from unnamed texture. We have Vern and Dakin, 8.7. Who in Columbus? Bert, 10.
Yeah,
10 from Bert in Columbus. You can see it right there, a 10. Yeah. Harper says a 10. John, 8.5 in Southeast Lincoln. Husker Mike in Waterloo says a 9.5. Sarah on East Campus, 9 for the pun on that one.
The pun.
On that, Mike and Dalton. Ryan in California, 8.5. Sean in Omaha says 9.9. Hash holes. Thank you. Nice.
That came out good.
Jennifer four, Hubby six.
Oh, wait a second. What?
Jennifer four, Hubby six. I thought they might be here today, by the way. Where are you guys at?
Yeah, what the heck?
Sanderson. Well done, Jake.
Sanderson, where are you?
I don't know. Yeah, where's Sanderson at? Kevin, 1.3.
Probably that donut place that no one can find.
Lamar's.
Gavin.
Yeah, I got these at Lamar's.
Gavin Pender.
Ever heard of that?
Gavin, 7. Ellis says, seriously, Jake, 0 on that one.
Wow.
Lyle in Omaha, you love the name Lyle, 7.5.
We also met a Lyman today.
Lyman's right there. Yeah.
Yes, Lyman's right a good there. Name.
Yes, that's a very good name. That's a very cool name, yes.
Yeah. There's Scott, and there's Dirk.
Well,
the advisors are here.
That's them.
Right before their segment.
Right for the segment.
Come on in here.
All right, let's get Scott in the building. Scott Moore.
Hey, if you guys
Dirk Trautman in the building.
Dirk, nice to meet you.
All right, well, without further ado, let's fire up the intro for Bill's Thrills here on a Bugaboo Tuesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill is sponsored by, turn it down, Ben. Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Ben, turn it down. Thank you. Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the Cash Cows in Lincoln, and two of them are here. Dirk and Scott are in the building. The Cash Cows are in Lincoln.
It's incredible.
They're at Early Bird.
Here because my nephew got connected with these guys 2 weeks ago. And he's already made $16,000.
Which nephew?
What's that? Skyler.
Skyler.
He played at Morningside. Yes, he got hooked up with these guys for some investments, and he's 16 large.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, in just that's 9 days.
It's pretty good.
I need to hop on this train.
Where have you been?
If you're making 16 large every 9 days, that'd be a sweet deal.
There's a lot of people in my pocket right now.
you could use that large.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well,
what's today?
Today is Sip's favorite day, which is Bugaboo Tuesday.
Oh, it is mine as well.
Things that bother me.
There's some hash holes.
Things that bother me.
There are hash holes right there.
All right, let's do this, Bill.
Boundary buffoonery.
Boundary.
Boundary buffoonery.
Okay, boundary.
The pane of glass that's a pain in the ass.
Whoa.
The pane of glass. It's the pain in the ass.
Hey, can he do that?
That's fine. Okay, that's legal.
I thought that word was legal.
You're fine. Like
all right, so, all right. Keep it coming.
The two scenarios. So there's two things I'm going to describe about the pane of glass. That's the terminology I used to use, and that is a boundary that is from the ground to infinity in football. And it happens a couple times. So one of them is, though, on kickoff. So on kickoff, if you watch the Minnesota game, they kicked the onside kick, got the onside kick, and then the ref called offsides, and he actually missed the call.
Oh, great.
But let me explain it to you and how hard this is, why it's buffoonery. On kickoff coverage, if the ball's hit from the 35, if you're running and your body is across the 35, but your foot hasn't hit the ground, but you broke the pane of glass that goes all the way to infinity, it's not a penalty on a kickoff.
Okay.
They don't penalize that. The foot has to hit the ground to be completely offsides.
Okay. So if your foot is airborne, you're okay.
So you, even though you've broken the plane, that can be it.
Okay.
On an onside kick, that's not the rule.
Ooh.
On an onside kick, you can't break the pane of glass, which means you can't break. You can't get across the 35 any part of your body.
So they changed up the rule.
And
a little
so the rule's been like this for a long time. But what happened in the Minnesota game was, the referee was so excited to prove to his commissioner that he knew the call, that if his hand, arm, or head was across the pane of glass, that it's a penalty.
American Giant makes great clothing. T-shirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Only problem was, he wasn't across. But when you have to try to differentiate, think about this. It's like out of bounds in basketball. Well, it's out of bounds, the back line in basketball, but not in the last 2 minutes of the game. Then
right.
It's not the back line.
Right.
It makes no sense to have that. So for the referees to have to judge that is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a critical, critical error. If you look, the Big Ten will not admit that they missed the call, but they made a statement yesterday that they're now going to referee it differently. But they won't say out loud that it was Minnesota's ball down three. It was their ball, down three, and they missed the call. But people need to understand the rule. Right away, everyone said, he's not offsides. Well, it was close because of his body lean and where his hands were at.
I did not know that. You're learning right now. Now, when I said rule change, I mean the rule changes from...
You're right. You nailed it. See, from regular kickoff to onside kick,
to onside.
There's two different rules.
Ah.
There's two different rules.
I did not know. Now, did you know that, Jake?
I did not know
you
that.
You are learning. I am learning.
And then the other pane of glass, which is
energizing to learn.
It is.
That is bizarre world, is the pane of glass on punt. So if you kick a pooch punt, if the ball crosses, breaks the line of the goal line, it's a touchback. No matter what. It doesn't matter if the ball hits in the end zone. If it crosses that pane of glass to infinity, it's a touchback. It's different than the NFL. The NFL means the ball has to hit in the end zone. That's why you see guys leaping to try to swat the ball back.
In college.
In NFL.
In pro, yeah.
College, there's no swat back.
He's right. Yes.
They'll do that. But
it doesn't matter.
Right. Did your coach not teach you the rules? I mean,
a lot of kids don't know.
When they're diving and swat at the ball. So my point is, here's the next part.
This is unbelievable.
Here's the next part on the pane of glass.
Okay.
Is that if you are standing in the end zone in college, and the ball's coming towards you, you're in the end zone, and you touch the ball, and it doesn't cross the pane of glass, it's still a good play then. Because the ball didn't cross. Your body can be in the end zone.
Oh.
And you can actually...
So you can run down there and turn.
You can actually be a yard in the end zone, standing there, the ball's coming towards you, turn, go back, knock the ball down before it crosses. But just think how hard it is for an official at the goal line to look and see, did the ball cross the pane? Where all you had to do is make it real simple. The ball hits in the end zone, it's a touchback. If you swat it out of the end zone and doesn't hit the ground, it's not a touchback.
I was just going to say, why not change the – see you, Jason. Yeah. Why not change the rule to you can jump and swat?
Because the pane of glass, that's a pain in the ass. That's why.
But isn't it a cool move when a dude does that?
It's kind of a cool
play. When he jumps and swats it back.
It is cool.
Yeah, and so you can't even do that in a car.
No, it's a waste of time. Once it crosses, that's why I said you'll see everybody go, the fans will cheer.
Yeah.
And the ref's like, no.
Nope, that's a touchback.
Going back to the 20.
Keep yelling. Keep cheering.
So you have to teach that rule. But the one on the kickoff is bizarre. Is that offsides? No. Onside, is that offsides? Yes. And so there's two different rules with it.
This is unbelievable.
Which makes it very difficult. But they missed it. They missed it in the Minnesota game. Go back and watch. I sent it to Jake. The other day, there's one that when you watch the clip, it's not from down the line, so it's harder to see.
I saw that, yeah.
But it just doesn't look as if he's offside. And what happened was that referee wanted to prove to his commissioner that he knew the rule. He wanted to be able to say when they looked back and said, nope, his hand was offsides or his head was offsides, so that counts.
Well, aren't you impressive, Mr. Referee? Boy.
Bill Sroos, things that bother me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
See, what I always take away from a discussion like this is how much teaching you have to do to players. Because they don't know the rules.
See, Jason.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know the rules.
It's insane.
Jake, you wouldn't know those rules. I wouldn't know those
rules. No, I would not. But, again, in that moment, Bill's right.
The reason people were so upset in the Minnesota game was that when you watched it, it was like it was obvious. It was like he is not offsides. He is not. Both feet are behind the line. His feet are not offsides, but his upper body was. And that's what they – but it wasn't. They missed the call.
Pardon me for being crude. But that's a screw job.
Yes,
that's a screw job.
Well, just read it. Just go to ESPN, and the Big Ten made a change, and they had how they're going to referee it. You don't make a change. It's like, why are you making a change? We called it perfectly. No, they didn't.
If
Minnesota had the ball,
they had.
And guess what? No one talks about it now.
No, they don't.
Now, PJ Fleck, what is he? 2-3 or
yeah, 2-3.
There's 2-3. No one talks about it. They're at Michigan, and guess what? They've got the ball. They got the ball with time. Down three, which means one completed pass, and they're going to probably kick a field goal,
yeah.
And they're going to go to overtime in the Big House. Instead, it was like, all right, Michigan. Yeah, they got to figure it out.
I think that is the crime, Jake.
They were
that
down the big in that game. That was an
they
epic
fought
comeback.
Back.
Yeah.
They fought
I think
back.
They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. They're down 24-3 going to the fourth.
That is the crime.
It was a crime.
No, that is the crime because of what Bill's saying. Nobody talks about it now.
Yeah.
Game's over.
Game's
Michigan
over.
Won. Good
when
job.
When they showed the onside throughout the highlights, all they showed in the highlights was them recovering, and then ESPN would say they had a previous one, but they were offsides. They didn't even show the play, and it was a crime scene.
Bill.
Anyway,
that's a wonderful
things
addition
that
of Bill's thrills.
Read the headline one more time.
It's a boundary buffoonery. The pane of glass, that's a pain in the ass.
And that is Bill's Thrills, Bugaboo Tuesday.
Good job,
thank you for that, Bill. But when we come back, we will talk to Jamie Burrow. He's in the building.
Jamie Burrow's coming on
that's
air.
That's right. Top of the hour of our second hour next with Jamie Burrow sitting here next to us on Early Break from Early Bird on the Ticket.
The Bird.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.